I have to ask if this common question that you ask whenever somebody's in a relationship is now a faux pas in today's society. 601-995-1017. Did you watch the Bill Belichick interview on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday?
No, I didn't know that there was one.
There was. It's about 8 minutes long. It is the most awkward thing you could ever hope to see.
Oops.
I watched all of it yesterday. And the whole time, his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan, was like there in their house, I guess, as a part of the interview, and was kind of calm. She was like a momager. It almost felt like.
That's hilarious.
It was. It was so uncomfortable. So I'm going to play this clip and we'll get to the question that she shut down.
Ooh. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is.
I mean, what a ball of personality Bill Belichick is. No yeah. wonder he attracted that 24-year-old.
That's for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
We're not talking about this. And I have to imagine the owner of Sugar Daddies Are or SugarBabiesAreUs.com was very disappointed that he didn't get a shout out. So is that rude? Is that a rude thing to ask in this day and age? Where did you meet your significant other?
You know what? I think it is.
Do
this
you
day
really?
And age. Yeah. Unless you are like, it's your best friend and she's telling you, you know, oh, I just met this great guy, great girl, whatever. And you're like, oh, how'd you meet? Then I think that that's okay because you know so much about that person anyways. But if it's someone that you meet a couple at a party and you're like, oh, how'd you guys meet? Just because so many people meet on apps today. And I do feel like it is awkward to be like, oh, we met on Tinder. It's just a little awkward. So maybe save that for people you know.
Well, and I remember being much younger before like smartphones were a thing or anything. There was like kind of a stigma if people met on a dating website.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they were signed up for Match.com, it'd be like, oh, good for them. But then you sort of felt sad for that person. Then it's like they can't meet anybody the old-fashioned way.
That's exactly what that took me back to. The first person that I met that I knew met someone online was this guy I worked with, Andy. He was like 30 or 40 years older than I was. And he was like, you know, his wife had died. He was a widow. And he met someone on Match.com. And I thought, oh, that's kind of pathetic, isn't it, to meet someone on a website? But now that's so common, and I feel so bad that I was out here judging Andy for just being a trailblazer.
Talking about this Bill Belichick interview from yesterday on CBS, because it was, the whole thing was incredibly awkward, but the most awkward moment was whenever the reporter said to Bill, like, where'd you guys meet? And then his girlfriend, who's 50 years younger than him, piped up and said, we're not talking about that.
Not talking about this.
No.
No.
Now, so obviously, I mean, we all know what's going on here. Bill Belichick is just paying her off to be his girlfriend, right?
Right.
Like it's obvious.
They probably met on Raya or somewhere like that. Yeah.
Exactly. But in today's society, and Allison, you kind of pointed it out, like it might not be appropriate to ask people where they meet anymore. 601-995-1017 wanted to get your thoughts on it. This text says, she sounds triggered if you met in a respectable way, which if they didn't, I'm sure, the question should be fine. Many people add how they met in their speeches at their wedding. Get over yourself, girl.
But that's people I invited to my wedding. That's people I want in my business. I agree that she sounds triggered. I agree that we think it's a normal question, but I'm going to say Chloe nails it. She says, I don't think it's a rude question, but I would want to know, why is that person wanting to be in my business? What is it to you? We're in love. That's all that matters.
Sabrina says, that's a normal question. I personally don't feel like that's too intrusive. You could always lie if it's that embarrassing. How are they going to know? That's kind of my other thing. Like, you could easily just lie. Like, oh, Bill was at a frat party recruiting some people.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't like that that's the advice that we're giving, though, of like, oh, just lie. Like, I hate lying. So
why would it be a problem to lie about that?
I just don't like it. I don't like the idea of someone were to ask, like, how I met my ex-boyfriend and I didn't want to say where we met, that I would make up some lie. Like, that just feels like unnecessary effort. Why am I putting that much effort into somebody who's trying to be in my business?
You don't think it's more effort to say, I'm not comfortable telling you that information, being all stuck up and everything
no,
like that?
I think it's less effort to just put my hand in their face and walk away.
Dana, you've got the last word on this. What'd you think?
I felt the same thing. King the same way. When a perfectly innocuous question was asked, she's like, I don't want to talk about that. I'm like, what, is she afraid that somebody might find out that she met Grandpa in the strip club? You are the best day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for the call.